As Sydney struggles to suppress the growing Delta outbreak, hopes the lockdown might end by the weekend are fading. The city recorded 35 cases yesterday, its equal highest number of cases since the first wave of COVID last year. Officials have condemned those holding parties despite a ban. 13 rugby league players have been fined and suspended after holding a gathering and then lying about it. Another three positive cases have emerged from a separate party. Another of the glowing clusters at an aged care home sparked a heated debate about why staff haven't been vaccinated, but some argue the criticisms are misguided. Gavin Coote reports.
Ten days into Sydney's lockdown, revenue at Wakas Abra's Thai restaurant in Bankstown has plummeted.
It is tough and we're trying to manage. It's not easy because a lot of customers, they just prefer to, you know, dine in and they're just like not coming, they're not able to come in.
In the southwest of Sydney, where his business operates, the list of exposure sites keeps growing despite the stay-at-home orders. And with yesterday's case numbers reaching 35, Wakas Abra thinks the chances of lockdown lifting before the weekend are looking slim.
It seems that the lockdown might extend and it just bring more difficulties for us, for the businesses, for the business owners.
The New South Wales government is assessing the situation day by day, but some experts say the number of cases needs to be in the single digits by mid this week and ideally zero to lift the lockdown. George Zakia is another southwest Sydney businessman who's resigned to the fact it'll likely be extended beyond 2 weeks.
It has to be done, and I understand everything why the government's doing it, and I support it 100%.
He owns 11 sports goods franchises across Greater Sydney, where revenue's down about 80%.
They're all still trading at the moment. They're all still open. But as you know, it's not much happening at the moment.
So how does it compare to lockdown number one in Sydney?
You can't compare them at all. This is a different ballgame altogether. The first lockdown, people were rushed to buy all the gym equipment, all the weights, because they couldn't get training. Now they're stocked up on all these items. This time around, we don't have any sales at all.
And at Baulkham Hills in the northwest, there's a frantic effort to prevent a cluster at Summit Care's aged care home from growing. While almost all of the residents are vaccinated against COVID-19, there were growing questions over why only a third of the staff are immunised. Jared Hayes from the Health Services Union is worried about where some of those criticisms are being directed.
There's no doubt there's scapegoating going on. We've got plenty of our members who tried to get vaccinated, who were 1As and 1Bs who couldn't get vaccinated because there was nobody else to do their job.
Aged care workers will now be required to have at least one dose of the vaccine by mid-September. But Jared Hayes is concerned about what message is being sent to an already stressed workforce.
Leadership is about leading and bringing people with you, not telling them here's an ultimatum. My bigger concern in all of this, if you push people hard enough, they will say, I get more money going to work for Bunnings or a supermarket than put up with this, what's been put upon me at the moment.
Health Services Union Secretary Jared Hayes ending Gavin Coote's report.